blessing, Lord.
And draw him.
Him.
Oh, bless.
Bless his heart.
And draw him first.
Bless your brother.
I love the Lord for me. Appreciate my life. Appreciate all he's done for me. I told Babe done the other day. We don't know how much. We've been talking about these people that serve this country, Brother James. We don't know what it means to stay. I for one, am thankful.
Me too, brother.
That, boy, we live in a country where we don't have to run and hide. Babe. Praise
Amen.
God. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
And you know what? There's a lot of people pay
right.
a great price.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it kills me, it destroys me to see them burn the flag.
Yeah.
The
oh, yeah.
Boy, I tell you, you better have these people that's talking about leaving here. I'll tell you right now, you may not want what you get when you get there. we live in the greatest country.
That's right.
It's got bad, but we live in the greatest country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thank God for I live here, brother. I thank God for the freedom I have.
Yeah.
Stand up here and sing, Brother Jamie, or whatever. God lays on my heart.
My Lord, son.
I love you all. Thank God for you.
We love you, brother.
Amen.
You've been my friend. You've been my life for so long. You were right, and I was wrong. I can't repay you for all the love you've given me. You were my friend when no one cared. When I was alone, you were there.
Hey,
you're
man.
The best thing that's ever happened to me. And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. So take my life and make it what you've had me be. For I'm your child, and you're my father. I'm the clay, and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
That's pretty great.
Borrowed treasures, borrowed dreams, all life's joy you've given me.
Yeah.
When troubles come, you're always there to make me smile.
Sure is,
so come what may, thy will be done.
Yeah.
I love you, Jesus,
yeah.
God's only Son. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened.
The best thing ever happened to you.
Amen.
And I owe it all to you, Lord.
Yeah.
All I have is yours, Lord. So take my life and make it what you'd have me be.
Yeah.
For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Amen.
All about you today. Praise God, he's the best thing.
Amen.
He'll have you, you know.
Bless your heart, brother.
I was,
bless your heart, preacher.
I was thinking about Elijah there. When God had blessed him, Brother Jamie, many times. He had blessed him. Praise God, he fed him and sustained him. Brother Dick, he sustained him with food and water. There was a little widow, woman, and her son. The Bible says he sustained him for many days. The barrel was wasted, and the crews fell not. Praise God. I'm telling you today, God loves you.
Hey,
and praise God. And boy, I tell you, Brother Jamie, I get sometimes, boy, I tell you what, I forget what God has done for me.
Yeah.
Praise God. Elijah there, he went down, he always had Jezebel had said that she was going to take his life. And old Elijah, he took his servant and went to Bathsheba, down there, he left his servant, sir, and praise God, he said he went just a day's journey into the wilderness, and praise God, he went and hid himself in a cave, Brother Jamie, and the Bible says he got down there, under a juniper tree, he lay down on that tree, and the Bible says that an angel went down and touched him, and said, Elijah, get up and eat, and praise God, there was a cake of bread already baked,
for him. I pray God, get up and eat.
Hey,
God, I got something for you. And the Bible says he got up and eat. He laid that down.
Yeah.
The way it says, a brother, he laid back down there. And the Bible says that the angel Lord.
Touch
him again. I pray to God and tell him to get up and eat for the journey that you're getting ready to go.
Amen.
It's going to be a while. You're going to need sir, your strength. I pray to God. And the Bible says he got up and ate. And boy, he took a 40-day journey.
Yeah, sure did,
and 40 nights.
Right,
boy, he got up there.
Amen.
Jezebel had threatened to kill him.
Yeah.
I pray to God. He went and hid himself in a cave there. Praise God. And the Bible says that when he got in that old cave, God spoke to him.
Yeah.
He said, Elijah, what are you doing here? You get up on the mount. I'm going to come and visit you.
Amen.
The Bible says he got up on that mount there.
Amen. Yeah.
And the Bible says that God sit down, sit through a wind there in the ground.
Yeah.
Boy, he said he rent the mountains and he break rocks in pieces.
Yeah.
Praise God. I'm going to tell you right now, it must have been a hurricane.
Yeah. Amen, bro.
Praise God. But you know what Elijah said? No doubt in my mind. He was standing there and he thought, well, God, it's going to come. I'm going to find God.
Yeah.
In this wind.
Yeah.
Hey, brother.
Wasn't in the wind,
you know,
brother.
The Bible says that God wasn't in the wind.
Oh.
Praise God. And the Bible says that going to come. God sent an earthquake.
Yeah.
So Elijah, I can see him now. Boy, I'm looking to see if I can see God in this earthquake. Surely.
In
this earthquake. Praise God. But the Bible says he wasn't in an earthquake either. And boy, the Bible says he's in a big ball of fire.
Yeah.
I've come through there.
Hey,
boy, I tell you right now. Praise God.
Well,
you know what? Elijah says, surely God will be in his fire.
Yeah,
but you know what? Praise God. God wasn't in that fire.
No.
Praise God. What? The Bible says he got up and he went to the entrance.
Yeah,
of the
sure
fire. And boy, God spoke to him.
Amen.
Pray God to tell. God spoke to me.
Amen.
If you the Bible says.
Amen.
Yes, sir, brother.
The Bible says it's simple. And does a generation.
Say
he said, I've been on sign giving. And old Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly body, in the belly of the whale. So I was a son of man.
That's
in
right.
The heart of the earth. 3 days and 3 nights.
Boy,
I tell you, God may be speaking to you.
A small voice.
If he is today, I'll give it over to God.
That's good, brother.
You change your heart.
Amen.
I'm glad you can imagine. God said, get up, Elijah. I can just imagine. A small voice said, Elijah, honey, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Can't you remember when you were down there by the brook of Surrey?
Yeah, it's good,
I feed you. And boy, I wish
bread and flesh.
Right. And boy, I had a brook there.
There was a drought.
There was a drought. And man, the Bible says he seemed under the sheriff, didn't he, brother?
I
drink water. And boy, he supplied for him his need. He said, oh, boy, I can see him now. Elijah, can't you remember when I took you and stained you and that little willow woman? And boy, I tell you what, her son died. And you took him up.
Brought him back,
and you were off.
Amen.
And you brought him back to life.
That's right.
That, Elijah, what I done for you.
What
about Elijah when you prayed and it rained not for three
and
a half? And boy, you prayed again.
Yeah.
And I sent the rain.
That's
praise
good,
God.
Buddy.
Boy, don't you remember?
Bless the
Lord. God.
And praise to
you. I tell you, boy, there come a time in my life. Oh, great.
I've
done for me.
Too,
praise God. But you know
I
what?
Too,
God was standing there without stretched hands.
Amen.
Say, come unto me.
Amen.
You in the burden and heavy laden. I'll give you rest.
What
cast your curse upon him
today.
For he cared for you today. Praise God. I'll tell you right now. Praise God. God speak to you through a still small voice.
Sure will.
There are people looking at our signs. I did it, brother. I know
we all did, brother.
Let's see another sign. But God will speak to your heart.
Yes, sir.
He'll speak to the inner part.
Yes,
and Brother
sir.
Kevin teaches out in Sunday school. He preached that part of what the world can't see, man. Well, I tell you what, he'll condemn you right where you're at today. If you open your heart today, listen, God, this may be speaking to you here.
That's right, girl.
Boy, you see, well, I've been in church a long time. Boy, you may be out of your, out God's will.
Out of God's will, out of fellowship,
brother. I'm saying, I don't care if you're a Sunday school, a superintendent. Hey, boy, I don't care what you do.
That's
if you're a deacon in this church or whatever you
that's
are.
Right,
if God's speaking to you, I'll make a move and get right here.
Amen.
Put you right back where you was.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
This ain't no game, brother.
Oh, that ain't no joke.
I mean it for my life.
I am too.
Praise God. But some people are going around. They're getting trying to get something they can live with. Boy, I want something I can die with.
Yeah, bro.
I need something that's going to carry me from this place out of here.
Amen. Glory.
Boy, I tell you,
I ain't wanting to
please,
man,
brother.
I'm
a praise God. I want to. I thank God for the godly people.
Amen.
My church family. I need you all.
Yeah,
I need you, brother. But boy, I tell you right now, I need God more than I need you.
Yeah,
I
need you.
Amen.
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 He'll set us free. He'll take
care
of us. Praise God. He took your old life to dirt.
Yeah,
praise God. But you know what? I didn't know different we are.
We got the same God, bro.
Got the same God.
Same God.
But you know what? God told Elijah. He said, Elijah, honey, I've got 7,000 people there in Israel.
That ain't bad to me.
Bowed their knees to Baal.
Amen.
Boy, God. I tell you what.
That's exactly right, brother.
Boy, we about think we might be alone.
Yeah, we alone.
God's got
children. That's right, brother.
God's got, he got, boy, the Bible says they couldn't number those that stand before the throne of God.
Yeah, buddy.
I'll tell you right now, boy, praise God. God, he's got some children.
He sure does, brother.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
I know the devil's got his few, but praise God, they'll be cut off.
Praise God,
they'll
be cut off, brother.
Amen. Boy, baby. Boy, I tell you, this morning,
one
of these days, the Bible says, you know what, we don't know the day, another hour, but I'll tell you how fast, I hear a preacher talking about this morning, how fast the tribulation comes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how fast it is. Well, you know what, boy, when God calls his people out of there, the Bible says the tribulations.
That's right, brother.
Yep. Praise God.
That's right.
And you know what, we don't know when God calls us out, so it could happen today.
Praise
God, I'm
going
to make you back home.
Hey, man!
Praise God, I'm going to make you back home. Come morning, praise God.
I'll be with you, bro.
To that place that I can rest.
Amen.
I will have received.
Amen.
No sickness. Praise God. No cancer like
amen,
that. Randall's dealing with today.
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
This world,
he's
not my home.
No.
I'm just a pastor.
Well, I'm
a place in glory land. Let Jesus win away.
Amen, son.
One day at a while. I don't know about you. Praise God. I'm looking forward.
Amen.
Amen.
I love my family.
Yeah,
I love my church family. I love what God, the God's been good to me.
Yeah.
Better to me. Praise God. And then anybody.
Right,
but you know what? Praise God, this world is not my home.
No, yeah,
praise
no,
God.
No.
I got my eyes set on a glory land. A boy.
Amen,
the Bible says there'll be no more heartache, no more tears, no more pain. Boy, we don't have. You know what? They might be some undertakers in there.
Yeah.
But they ain't gonna have a job.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
That's not no occupation.
You know, a grave down on the hillside. The Bible says, Jesus said, I can't be the light of that city.
Yeah.
There'll be no a need for those, no. A moon, stars, because there ain't going to be no night.
He's the light of that land, brother.
This day, praise God.
Amen.
Why aren't you looking forward to that?
Woo!
Amen.
I tell you, if you've been born again, and we got something, I praise God to shout about.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you what, we get dead sometimes.
Take the time, brother.
We just look around and tell you, and see what God has done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just need to take heed of what a price of Christ paid.
Yes, sir, girl.
For us, that we can have eternal life.
Amen.
It's not what I've done, Sister Shirley. I praise God. I ain't worth nothing.
No,
I praise God.
Nothing.
He had to reach way. I brought a bottom. I poor old boy out.
That's right,
yeah,
brother.
Sure, what you've done, or where you've been,
oh,
watch how bad you think you are.
And
God loves you.
That's right.
And God will set you free. Praise God.
And nobody
if you will listen to that still small voice.
Amen, son.
Amen. Amen.
That's good, man. John, sing that satisfied for us, will you? Good job, brother. Good job, Brother Gurley.
Bless your heart. I want you to listen to this song right here.
Don't be much in prayer for us this morning.
This song right here.
I know every day we go through life, there's things, all of us, I don't care, Christian or what, we make do things we don't always satisfy the Lord. And, you know, each day we need to, before we lay down, we need to ask the Lord to help us and check with Him and see what we've done that we've not satisfied Him.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So we need to really,
God bless
I feel like we're getting close to the 11th hour. I feel like it's not much longer. The Lord to come back, and we need to make sure that He is satisfied with us.
Amen.
You all pray for us this morning.
Bless your heart, dear.
One glorious day, Jesus came and made me whole.
Yeah.
He so completely then satisfied my soul.
Yeah.
Now as I face life's dark, troubled, stormy sea,
listen right here now.
I wonder if He is satisfied with me. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what He had it be. Then when I come to that great eternity, His smile will say He is satisfied with me. I'm satisfied with God's great redemption plan. I'm satisfied, it's sufficient all for men. I'm satisfied with His work on Calvary. But is my Lord fully satisfied with me? I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what He'd have it be. And when I come to that great eternity, His smile will say He is satisfied with me. Lord, give me strength, give me courage, make me bold.
That's what we need right there.
That I might lead some lost sheep into Thy fold. That I might stand unafraid and move for Thee.
Yeah.
That You might be fully satisfied with me. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me.
Amen.
I want my life to be what He'd have it be. Then when I come to that great eternity, His smile will say He is satisfied with me.
Say that right now, if you were to die, that God is satisfied with you. Can you say that right now?
Yeah.
Dear friend, if you're here today and you're lost, God's not satisfied with you.
Well, He is.
Some of you here that are saved, He's not satisfied with you. You're not fulfilling what God has saved you to do. You're not. He ain't satisfied with you. He's having mercy on you right now, long suffering, kind of let you get it took care of, get it fixed up and get it right. But He ain't satisfied with you. And God, that should be our testimony that we want the Lord to be satisfied with us. Turn your Bible, if you will, to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 10 this morning. 2 Samuel chapter 10. Brother Garrett preached to you about the still small voice. What is that voice this morning? That voice is the Word of God.
Amen.
God uses the preacher to preach His Word.
Amen.
That's His voice that speaks down to your heart. Eli was laying on the bed and Samuel come to him and God had spoke to Samuel and God had said, Samuel, Samuel. He kept going to Eli. The voice that he heard sounded like the preacher's voice. Eli was the preacher.
That's good, bro.
Eli said, listen, son, that ain't my voice speaking to you. It's God's voice speaking
to
you.
That's good, bro.
You need to go back and see what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
And so my prayer as I preach today is you don't hear what Eli's saying here, Kevin's saying to you, because I'm just a man, folks. I'm just a man. I got faults and flaws and everything else like a man. But the voice that comes out today is the voice of God. It's the voice of His Word that goes out. God's called men, and God called men to stand and preach His book, and you need to hear it. You're going to be held accountable for it. Strange passage of Scripture today. God's got a message on my heart right here for somebody. I don't know, maybe somebody's going to listen over the internet. I don't know. Strange text, strange message, but I believe it'll help you here today. 2 Samuel chapter 10, the Bible says that it came to pass after this that the king of the children of Ammon died. Hanun his son reigned in his stead. Then said David, I will show kindness unto Hanun the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness unto me. David sent to comfort him by the hand of his servants for his father. And of his servants for his father, and David's servants came unto the land of the children of Ammon. And the princes of the children of Ammon said unto Hanun, their lord, thinkest thou that David doth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Has not David sent his servants unto thee to search the city, to spy it out, to overthrow it? Wherefore Hanun took David's servants and shaved off one half of their beards. He took these men, he shaved off one half of their beards, cut off their garments in the middle, even unto their buttocks, and sent them away. When they told it unto David, he sent to meet them, because the men were greatly ashamed. Well, we live in an hour and a day that people aren't ashamed of anything anymore. You ever notice that?
Amen.
And that ain't the message for the day, but people, though Jeremiah said, they don't even blush anymore. Things anymore that would cause a man or woman or boy or girl to blush, they don't got that anymore. They don't have that shame anymore of sin and staining. They don't have any blush about them anymore. Nothing embarrasses them anymore. They can do and dress and act and ever how they want. And well, nothing really blushes them anymore. Don't embarrass them anymore.
Amen.
Don't shame them anymore. Folks, sin ought to shame you.
Amen.
Sin ought to bring reproach on you. Sin ought to convict you.
Yeah.
Sin ought to condemn you. We hadn't ought to get to a place in your life. You hadn't ought to get to a place where nothing makes you blush anymore. Nothing embarrasses you anymore. Nothing shames you anymore. We live in a permissive a society. We're just anything goes.
Amen.
Just have at it. You don't want your wife? Go get three more. Won't want your husband? Get three more.
Amen.
And don't even blush about it. You want to join hands with a man or join hands with a woman? And don't even blush about it anymore. And the sad thing is, it don't go on out in the world, but it's going on in the house of God.
Amen.
And nobody blushes about it anymore.
Amen.
God
don't even speak about it anymore.
Yeah.
Faces don't get red about it anymore. But these men, the Bible says, were greatly ashamed because of the state that they was in. Watch this now. And the king said, tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they stank before David, they stunk in the nostrils of the king. The children of Ammon sinned and hired the Syrians of Beth Rahab and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 footmen, and of King Makah, 1,000 men, and of Ishtob, 12,000 men. And I could read on down and you go home and read what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 10, right there, and right off the very first verse 1, brother, that David wanted to show kindness unto Nahash, and Nahash had died, and Nahash's son had took over. Now, some of you kids get in a seat and be quiet. That's what I'm about ready to say.
Amen.
And 2 Samuel chapter 10, David wanted to show kindness unto Nahash. Nahash had died and his son had begun to reign right there in his stead. Now, watch this. David wanted to send somebody down to show grace unto him and show mercy unto him and to show kindness unto him. If you back on up a chapter, in chapter 9, there's a little boy by the name of Mephibosheth. And David said the same words.
Amen.
David said, I want to show kindness unto this boy named Mephibosheth. Now, I preached on Mephibosheth before, and Mephibosheth was lame on his feet.
Amen.
He couldn't make it to the king. So the king sent somebody unto him. I want you glad that one day, friend, you couldn't make it to God.
Amen.
But God always makes a way to come to you, brother. He always makes a way to come down to where you're at to meet you.
Amen.
Mephibosheth was there. He got dropped when he was a little boy, about 7 or 8. He got dropped and it wounded him and he couldn't make it nowhere. I'm preaching to people here. They got dropped when they was real ill and it wounded them and it lamed them and they can't make it down to where the king's at.
Amen.
Because they don't think they're worthy. But I'm telling you this morning that there's a king down and that wants you, and a king knows what happened to you, and a king knows that you're crippled, and a king knows that you need help, and thank God.
Amen.
And the king sent the Holy Ghost of God down to where I was and down to where you're at to help you.
Amen.
Get to where the king's at. Oh, listen, when David Mephibosheth got down in 2 Samuel chapter 9, when he got down, the king said, dress him up and set him at the table where my boy sat.
Yeah.
Set him at the table like my son said.
They set everybody up
down in a chair, Brother Ricky, and they pushed him up in front of the table, and the table hit his legs. That table hit his legs.
Amen.
And when he walked in the room, Mephibosheth looked just like any old body else.
Yeah,
because the table hit his legs.
Amen.
The table hit what the world had crippled. The table hit at what it said.
Amen, brother.
I'm telling you here, at the table is Christ, and he'll hide whatever you ever are that's causing you to be lame on your feet.
Amen.
Praise God.
So he did that in chapter 9. Chapter 10, what's this? Chapter 10, he says, I'm going to show kindness to somebody else. I show kindness unto Mephibosheth. Now I want to send kindness to the sons of Nahash. Listen to me this morning. Nahash had been good to David. Nahash had treated him right. And so he heard that he died. And he wanted to send a gift down there. He wanted to go visit the funeral home. He wanted to send somebody down there to comfort his sons. So he gets some servants. And he says, go on down. I just read it to you. Go on down and see them sons. Go on down representing the king. And go on down and visit them. Because I want to send them comfort. But on their way down to visit the king, something happened. And they got hurt. Something happened that they did not expect. On the way down when they got there, they got half of their beard shaved. And they got their, listen, their shame exposed by the people down there. When they was going down there to do good, they got down there and somebody done evil to them. Dear Christian friend, let me tell you something. Not everybody wants to hear a gospel message. Not everybody
try,
wants to stand on the King James Bible.
Oh, no.
Not everybody wants to have standards. Not everybody wants to have convictions.
Amen.
The very people that you think you're going to try to help, the very people that you think receive you, are the very ones sometimes that'll hurt you in this walk of life.
That's right.
Good preacher, brother.
Watch this now. What caused these men, Brother Glenn, to go down there and get their beard shaved? Half her beard was shaved on one side, and the other half was left alone. What caused this hurt? I'm going to tell you what caused this hurt.
there was some people down there. It didn't come from the king of Ammon. It didn't come from him. But there was some people that around him that said, you know what? They're not coming down here for that. They're coming down here for something else. There were some people down there, Brother Garrett, that guessed the motives while they was coming down there in the first place. Hey, listen, you can hurt somebody really bad when you start guessing in your mind.
That's right,
a lot of people bumping all
right. That's right,
when you start guessing in your mind. A lot of people are doing what they're doing. And you start guessing in your mind or picking out in your mind who's of God and what's not of God. Hey, listen, I can't see nobody's heart. And you can't see nobody's heart. And we better watch and let the Lord lead us through the scriptures. Because you can hurt somebody when you try to guess what their motive is. And you don't know what their motive is.
That's right. Amen.
You don't know the intent of their heart.
I don't know. That's good, Brother Kevin.
You don't know. And you'll hurt them.
That's right.
If they're right with God, there'll be a change made.
Yeah.
That's right.
I go baptize somebody over here. If they're right with God, there'll be a change, man.
Amen.
If they're not right with God, it'll just be wasting their time.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
If they come down here and pray and say God saved them, that's between them and God.
That's right.
It'll show in their life if they're
truly
saved.
That's right.
If they start living, if they live like a dog and they ain't never was saved.
They wasn't saved.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
They'll be back. Yep. If they are saved, they'll be back somewhere getting it right with God. But if they can continue to go in and out and never be no change, something ain't right somewhere.
That's right.
Something ain't right.
That's right.
They didn't get what I got, bro.
Listen, I'm not the judge of no man or woman's soul. I don't judge their soul. I can just see what I see on the outside.
Right.
And Jesus said that a tree is known by the fruit that it bears.
Amen.
So if you don't never bear any fruit, if you never want to be in the house of God, if you never want to pray, if you don't have a desire to live right, if you don't have a desire to do the things of God, Jesus said, you say you love me. He said, if you love me, then you'll keep my commandments.
Amen.
My commandments are not grievous.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
Amen, preacher.
So if you say you're right, then naturally these things will flow.
That's right.
Out of you. Will you be at this little church? You don't have to be at this little church, but you will be at a church.
You will.
You will be at a church.
That's right.
You will be somewhere serving the Lord.
That's right.
But these people got hurt because somebody guessed the motives of why they was coming down there in the first place. You know why else they was hurt? I'm going to tell you something. Adultery's killed many a church.
Yeah.
Adultery's killed many a church. Loose living has killed many a church.
Yeah. Amen.
But I'm going to tell you the thing that's killed more churches.
Loose tongue.
His gossip and lips.
That's right. That's
big loose tongue.
Here they come down there representing the king, Brother Jamie. Boy, here they come down there bearing gifts of the king. And I could see Amnon sitting down there. His daddy had died. And listen, there was some people down there. They said, do you really think that they're coming down here for that? Do you really think that they're coming down here to bear gifts unto you? Do you really think that's why they're coming? And what are they doing down there? They're gossiping about those people. I'm telling you, adultery has killed a lot of churches. And listen to me. And loose living with no standards has killed a lot of churches.
Amen.
But let me tell you something. That's made a lot of people half-bearded. Let me tell you something.
That's good,
that
preacher, exposed
a lot of nakedness. Is a gossiping, a tongue that has hurt many within the house of God. You say, what were they gossiping about? They were sowing seeds about somebody else into somebody's mind that they had no idea what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, stuff like, well, you know what they say about him down there.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
That's the truth, brother.
You know, she's down there, but you know.
She's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Or they'll put a blanket statement on the internet. God help a bunch of them. If you go to church here and you put something like that, I'm going to pray. Listen, I'm going to pray a power surge goes through your house and blows everything up in your house. If you get on the internet and put some stupid stuff
that I see on there from church.
That's right, brother.
Woo! Amen. Gospel's all it is.
Amen.
And I'm going to pray to God if you do that. I'm going to pray a prayer.
I'm going to pray with you, brother.
Goes through the prayer lines.
That's right.
And knocks out your refrigerator, knocks out your washer,
amen,
burns up your telephone,
amen,
burns up,
amen,
your TV. I'm going to pray it burns up everything in there.
Right.
Because you are on the computer, running your mouth, and a gospel. You say, preacher, who you preaching about? No idea. Hey, listen, God laid this on my heart. I have nobody in my
heart. Hey, that's right. Preach it, son.
I'm going to just put this on my heart to preach, and I'm a preaching it.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you to sow seeds into the king's mind about some people that was not true. And I'm telling you right now, if you get out and do that, and listen, I'm telling you, and we've all been guilty of doing that, I'm telling you, God is not pleased.
Sure
ain't. Well, let me take another time of gossip that they are. I'm not only just sowing seeds, but you hear something, and it may be true. You got to break this fire in your neck to go tell somebody and to keep the fire going. Proverbs 7:1 is, the fire goes out. Hey, let me tell you, why do you want to run around and spread something, even if it's true? You need to shut your mouth.
Amen.
Let's take a note of that. And it's causing somebody to have a half beard and exposing their shame.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening?
That's good.
Are you listening to me? Huh? God don't please with that. They don't know these men.
No.
But they're down there running their mouth about these men. These men are coming bringing gifts. These men are representing the king. But they're down here and they're running their mouth and they're sowing seeds and they're hurting somebody. And here they come down there. Watch this now. And the king took them and held them down and shaved one half of their beard off. Shaved one half of their face off. Let me ask you a question. How long does it take for a grown man to grow a full beard? He don't do it overnight. It takes some time. And when they held him down, I wonder if it took a long time to shave Abby's beard off. It took very quick. Listen, you can run your mouth. And what somebody's took a long time to build up, and what somebody's worked real hard on,
right,
you can run your mouth. And in just a few seconds, you can shave half of it off and hurt that people and hurt that person greatly in their life.
Yeah.
That's good preaching, brother.
Yeah, it is. That's real good.
That beard was something that they took great pride in.
Yeah.
That beard was something that they took great time in growing. Hey, listen, that beard represented, listen, service to the king. And in just one swoop of a razor, brother, they held him down on a lie. Held him down on some gossip. And didn't shave it all off now. You see, shaved it half off. That could bring great reproach to them and great embarrassment to them. I'm telling these people in here today that are lost. Hey, listen, you're like that. Hey, listen, you've been struck with the red, the razor's edge of the devil that struck you and have left you ashamed and exposed you. But I'll tell you that help is on the way.
Amen.
He loves you and wants you and will accept you.
Amen.
But one slide, Brother Gerd, of the razor.
Yeah.
And that wasn't good enough.
Good preaching,
get just their beard. We got to cut down here.
Yeah.
Expose their shame. The Bible says they're buttocks.
Yeah.
That's the word the Bible uses, King James.
That's right. Amen.
What's that mean? Well, the Bible says in Genesis, brother, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, and they realized that they was naked, the Bible says that they took fig leaves up to cover their shame up.
Hey, listen, men and women ought to cover themselves up, brother.
Yeah.
Men and women ought to feel self-conscious. God has put that in us. And girls, God's put that in you to cover up. And not go around exposing you naked. And men, you're the same way. God's put that in you.
Amen.
Be that way. Young people, don't get your ideal off some a demon or some witch or some Lucy Lucy on the TV set. But get it from what God's word says. And cover up.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a shame to go that way. So not only did they fake them up here in their sermons, they fake them in their shame that they had covered up. And they exposed that for everybody to see in one small whip of the razor's edge. I'm telling you, there's people like that here today.
Amen.
And you're exposed and you're half-bearded. And you say, how am I ever going to make it back to the King? I'm in such a shame. The Bible says he sent them away.
Yeah.
Now, buddy, let me tell you something. In that day and hour, in that culture, them people would just assume that he'd kill them.
That's right, brother.
You'd assume that they'd kill them as to send them back with half a beard and they're being exposed down here.
Yep.
They was to assume die.
Yeah.
They sure would. Go back to the King that way. Knowing everybody's going to see them.
Everybody's going to see it.
How could you imagine them walking on that trip? Could you imagine walking them miles back too? Going back to their King. Looking at each other. And their heads down.
That's good,
and how sad they are. And they're looking. And this one's got half a beard. And this one's exposing himself. And then listen, it ain't no fault of their own. They got done that way. Oh, but listen to me. I read it to you. The Bible says that the King heard of it. And the King sent out to meet them. The King sent out to meet them. Because they was greatly ashamed.
Amen.
I'm telling you here today, listen, that might be you. You might say, I can't walk out down that front this morning. I can't come down there and bow a knee. I can't come down there and bump an altar because I'm greatly ashamed. Something's happened to me in my life that's exposing me. Something's happened to me in my life that's bringing out shame in me. And I can't come down there. I'm telling you this, there's a King in heaven.
Amen.
He knows that. He'll send somebody to your friend,
amen.
To meet you. Hey, listen, in Luke 15,
there
was a prodigal son, and he went out and wasted all his living.
Amen.
He wasted all. Here he comes back home, and he's barefoot, and he's naked, and he can't get to the city gate. Because if he gets to the city gate, then the elders are going to judge him. And the Bible says that the father ran out to meet him. Why? To go out and meet him, because he got to the gate, they'd have stoned him to death. But the father went out to meet him, Brother Jamie, and covered him up, buddy. And put shoes on his feet and wrapped around him. And but so the wall I couldn't get him. The father covered his nakedness.
That's good,
and
brother.
Said, this is my
amen.
He's got grace for me. And I'm telling you this, if that's you here today,
amen.
And let God cover you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Now watch this now.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Here they are. They're so ashamed. And the Bible says that the King said, you all, go down to Jericho. Go down to Jericho until your beards be grown back. Tarry down there. Then you come on home.
Amen.
After Jericho, come on back home. My mind began to think as I read the Bible and studied, why did he send them down to Jericho? Well, I began to study and read about Jericho. We know in Joshua chapter 2 that Rahab the harlot hung out the thread of Jericho, and she was saved there, and the city walls come tumbling down. But there was a city there in Jericho, and oh, let me tell you something, friend. It was way below sea level. It was a low-down place. Way out there in the desert, Jericho set real low. and it was surrounded by old hot desert. It was surrounded by nothing but barrenness. And listen, Jericho sit way below sea level. And in Jericho, it was allotted to the tribe of Benjamin. Now, what do we know about Benjamin? Every time you see Benjamin in the Bible, he's left-handed. And left-handed people is something different. A left-handed is something strange. Everybody ain't left-handed. Most people's right-handed.
Amen.
So God says, I'm going to send you down to a place where it's low down. Where I got people down there that will accept you. Where I got people down there that'll help you. Where I got people down there that ain't going to make fun of you. Where I got people down there
that
ain't
going
to gossip about you. I pray to God that we got a church.
Amen.
A church for half-bearded people where they can come and get accepted. Where they can come and get some help. Where they can come and be okay. Because your beard's going to grow. And when the king comes, you'll be ready to meet him.
Amen.
Amen,
bro.
That's
Jericho.
That's good, bro.
Old Jericho was in the desert. Jericho sit down low. Watch this now about Jericho. Jericho was known for its fresh water springs. There's all desert around it. But Jericho had these waters of springs that popped up everywhere. Mm-hmm. Not only did they have them waters of springs, they had palm trees there, Brother Garrett, because that was a desert land. Had a lot of water in Jericho, so naturally trees would grow down there in that bottom land in Jericho. And guess what they would do with them trees? Them palm trees. They'd get balm out of them palm trees. And that balm was used for healing. Hey, listen, and that water was used to refresh them. Don't you believe that after they'd been down there, and after they'd been humiliated, and after they'd been hurt so bad, and after they'd been so ashamed, and they'd come down there, and the king said, hey, listen, it's okay. Don't you worry about going down there and fighting that man, because I'm going to take care of them. But you come on in here, and I'm going to give you a drink of water. I've got balm down there to heal you, and your beard's going to grow, and you ain't going to be made fun of, and you're going to be accepted. Hey, the king, I sent these people that was humiliated somewhere to a place where they can get healed.
Amen.
That's what we got right here.
Yep.
We got a lot of half-bearded people sitting here today.
Amen. Yeah.
Sure do. Life has hurt them.
Yeah.
Life has exposed their shame. Oh, they might have clean clothes on. They might have a dress. They might have a nice shirt on. But they've covered their shame up.
Yeah.
But they're half-bearded.
Amen.
This is a place, brother, where they can get a drink of water and get some balm. This is a place where they can get healed up and get some help. There's some people here today that are lost. Listen, they've been held down and hurt. They've been held down by no means of their own. And they've been ashamed. They've been humiliated. They've been talked about. They've been run down. But I'm going to tell you, right here's a place where they can get help. Right here's a place where they can get healing. And it's right here. And the king wants you to go there.
Amen.
Because everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
And all them people that run their mouths, that caused all that mess. King didn't just say, well, it'd be okay.
No.
You read the Bible right there, what's going to happen. King is going to go down there and wipe that whole crowd out.
Sure
did. If you're guilty of stuff around that mouth, you better cut it out. Because
yeah.
A God in heaven takes note of that. And he don't like it one bit. You hurting somebody.
Amen.
Shaving them half, shaving them, exposing their nakedness. He's going to come deal with you, friend. You better get somewhere and make it right with the king, too. Because there ain't going to be no Jericho for you waiting on you. Because the king's sword is going to rise up against you.
Sure is.
Because you caused great hurt back here.
Amen.
That's good, bro.
Let's all stand this morning. Jamie, get a song, one of you Jamies. Every head bowed, please, every eye closed. I'm going to ask you right now, dear friend. Brother Garrett, come here and help me, brother. Brother Garrett's going to stand here. I'm going to ask you, dear friend, do you want to be on prayer? You want somebody to pray with you? Are you half-bearded? Or you feel like you're humiliated? If you want to be saved by the grace of God? I'm going to tell you, there's a God here that will cover you up.
I stood in
Brother Garth, you want to stand here? Pray with you?
And the judge
talk to you, preach to you, whatever you need. I'm here with you.
Looks like
is that you, friend? Can you raise your hand and say, that's me, Brother Kevin?
Now what
that's me.
Do
that's
you
me. Anybody looking
say?
At you? Me, you and God. Can you say, here I am, preacher, it's me. I feel half-bearded.
I have no
hand. Anybody else? Raise that hand.
That's when mercy walked
mercy's
in.
Mercy's not here, brother.
Amen.
Mercy
on you.
Walked in.
Oh, dear friend, you've been saved for
and
a while.
Pleaded my case.
Oh, but they've held you down with the devil's razor and cut half your beard off.
Stand.
Exposed you. Is that
God
you?
God save
yes, that's me. That's me, preacher. That's
the
me.
Blood was
can you just lift up your hand and say, God, that's me.
That covered
me.
My
me, God, heal me, God, of the fresh waters
forgiven
of your word. Heal me, the first ball. Is that anybody in here today that I'm preaching to? God bless that hand.
I stood there and wondered how could
not now, friends. Can you come make a step?
As someone
making a step don't save you, but it's saying I want you to be praying for me, church. I want you to be praying for me. Can you come and take Brother Garrett by the hand and say pray for me? You go back to your seat if you want prayer.
And
we'll pray
I've been
you.
Born
can you hear that
again? The moment when mercy's
walking
in
the aisle right here.
Mercy,
can you come and take this brother's
in.
Hand right now?
And please,
go back to your seat. He'll pray with you.
And
he'll talk to you if that's what you want.
Stand.
If you just want to go back to your seat, that's
God
fine too. But it's a step,
and
but it's just saying, God, here I am.
The blood was presented.
I'll tell you what, you take a step towards
that
him. You watch him make steps towards you. I find nowhere in the Bible where God makes somebody always come. Listen, God always meets them. God always covers them. God always takes care of them.
The blood was presented. That covered my sin, forgiven when mercy walked in.
Jamie, sing that last verse before Jamie sings this last verse, friend. Please, nobody look around. This is the last verse.
And wonder,
won't you come right now? This is
how
it.
Could
come and take his hand.
That someone
pray, go back to your seat. Nobody will say a thing to you.
Has just been set free.
Won't you come, friend?
My chains
you don't have to walk around greatly ashamed like these men. They come
and
back greatly ashamed.
Born
boy, the king made providence for them. He made a way for them. I'll tell you, he make a way for you too. Boy,
in.
Psalms getting ready to close. Won't you come?
Mercy walked in.
Yes, won't you come?
And pleading my
nobody will speak to you about this. Nobody will aggravate you to death. You just show somebody that you want to make a step, that you want
God
to be saved. You want to get things right with God. Can you do that this morning?
The blood was presented.
Yes.
That covered my sin. The moment when mercy walked in. Yes, the blood was
presented. Oh, it's been presented this morning, brother.
Cover my sin.
Oh, right now.
The moment when mercy walked in.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody was looking around. It's just me and you and God. I'm not going to say a thing to you. Can you lift up your hand and say, pray for me, preacher? Just pray for me. Bless that hand. Bless that hand. You're here today and you want to be saved. I mean, you want to get right with God. You know you're not right with God. You know if you die right now, you're going to hell. Pray for me, preacher. I don't want to go to hell. Nobody's looking at you, just me, you. God bless that hand. God bless that hand. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow in this service here, Lord, we close this service this morning, Father. God, in no way can I open up the altar call. No way can I close it, Father. Because you're God, a God of all, Lord, no matter where, Father, we'll seek you. You'll be found of us, God. God, I pray any of the hands that lit up, Father, that you be long-suffering, Father. Be merciful to them, God. give them strength. Don't let nobody come down because of me, Father, Brother Gerd, or none of us, Father.
No.
But let them be drawn of your sweet Holy Spirit,
hey,
Father.
Yeah.
Let them be saved, Lord, marvelously saved by you, Father. God, those Christians that are here, man, they can't even raise their hands. They're half-bearded. They're half-bearded. They've been hurt so bad, wounded so bad, and they're greatly ashamed to go anywhere. Father, I pray that you'll give them sweet healing down in Jericho somewhere.
Yes, Lord.
God, I pray that you give them that sweet water and that balm, and you'll heal them up, Father, and let them know, yeah, that beard might be shaved by now, but it can grow back again,
hey.
Father. It'll grow back again and it can be a use of you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Any half-shaved saints that are here today, Father, I pray, God, for healing down in their lives, Father,
yes,
spiritually,
Lord.
God,
yes,
that
Lord.
You'll get them to where they need to be, Father. Oh, God, listen, I pray, God, thank you for coming and meeting with us today in our little service, Father. I pray, God, that you'll go with each and every one that leaves here today, Father, those that couldn't be here. Father, all the prayer requests, Lord, our dear brother in the hospital, Father, please, Lord, be with him, God, and his family, God. God, I pray, God, that you help us here, Lord. I love you so much, God. I'm so unworthy, Lord, to preach your word, Father. But I thank you, God, for calling me and using me in your service, Lord. Thank you so much, God, for blessing us, Lord. Thank you for blessing our little church.
Yeah, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name that I pray, the name that's above every name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask Brother Johnson, if you will, to get us a good fellowship song. I want you to fellowship one with another.